Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon. How are you guys this week? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling groovy? It's a holiday weekend, so hopefully, probably a lot of you guys are going to listen to this later over the weekend, but hopefully you guys are gearing up for some fun and some break from the grind over this weekend. I have one subject to touch on quickly, and then I'm going to focus on two areas for this week ahead. The first subject that I want to touch on quickly is that we have 12 days left of Jupiter in Cancer. So you guys that are listening to this live 12-day countdown, you really want to take advantage of these last 12 days. The next time that Jupiter is going to be in Cancer is the year 2025 to 2026. That'll be probably July through July, as it was this time, somewhere in there. So it's quite a ways away, right? So, you know, Jupiter really wants to give you that growth opportunity. It wants something to open up, something to be better for you. Even if it's not instantly better, if you take the steps while Jupiter is here, it will lead you down that better pathway. So whether that means that you need to do something in your own home, if you're staying in the home, you want to open that up in some way. You want to make it support you in a better way. You want to make it a happier place to be. Maybe you're going to, you know, tear down the walls and renovate, or you're going to, you know, rearrange the furniture, or you're going to ask a roommate to come and live with you, or you're going to ask a roommate, you know, to move out, or you're going to fall in love and have somebody move into the space, and in which case you're clearing space for that to happen. You know, so anything that you can do in these next 12 days while Jupiter is here, the blessings will tend to stay with you and grow with you over these next 12 years. Besides the home, this is a focus on real estate. Whether you're a real estate agent, or you're trying to buy or sell property yourself, or you have an interest in studying it, or you've been thrown into the midst of dealing with it through an inheritance or you know, I don't know what else that might be, but whatever is on your plate when it comes to real estate, if there is something, this is a really good 12-day period to kick something up a notch, to set something in motion so that it has that chance to snowball over the years ahead. This area rules your family and your parents and your roommates. So anything that you can do to open up and bring more happiness, anything you can do that can make that grow and be better over the years, this is the time to do it. It rules moves. If you are thinking about a move, or if you've already moved and you still have 12 days to kind of get yourself settled in. So it also can take you back into the past. So childhood issues or interests that you could be jumping into and dealing with right now, or your history or your ancestry. So, you know, 12 days. I thought it was really important to bring that up since it's so long until we get the next chapter. And in these 12 days ahead, six of them have Jupiter energy that is being aspected. So half of those days are really pretty, you know, proactive. If you jump in there, you should be able to make some things happen. So if you want to mark on your calendars which days those are, it's the first one is a double day. It's today, the 3rd of July, and Friday, the 4th of July. So you may have experienced it in the buildup as it's peaking tonight, and then, or you may experience it sometime during the day tomorrow if you're listening live. Second day, Sunday the 6th. Third day, Tuesday the 8th. Fourth day, Thursday the 10th. Fifth day is Saturday the 12th, and the final day is Monday the 14th. Jupiter spends his last full day in Cancer on the 15th and moves into Leo at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday the 16th. So, you know, next week I will be breaking down what that huge new luck cycle really is going to be for everybody and getting into it. This week, I just want you to take advantage of your last 12 days of Jupiter in Cancer and do what needs to be done there, and those days will be significant. All right, in this week ahead, the things that are standing out to me, you know, besides the fact, you know, happy birthday, America, and all that, is that we have a lot of solar activity and we have a lot of Venus activity. So I'm going to focus on those two energies. The solar energy is about ego, and it's about body and personal needs and image and brand and your name, your title, your identity in life. It's really about me, me, and me. So everybody's going to have that fairly strong in this week ahead, a need to get in there and really start to refocus some energy on yourself. And that energy is playing out in that Cancer field where Jupiter is. So I guess the universe is really encouraging you guys to make it count when it comes to that growth opportunity with home and family and moves and renovations and real estate and all that. by putting yourself in the center, by stepping up, taking the lead, making it work for you in some way, or putting your name to the dotted line over something that should empower you as you move ahead. There are going to be, let's see, how many days? 1, 2, 3, 4 significant days in the week ahead for the solar energy. Friday the 4th, the sun is going to come up against Pluto. It's an opposition, so you'll be involved with another person over something powerful here. So you need to step in and you need to be willing to face this other person and deal with the finances or deal with the goals or deal with the career or the status or the intimacy or the divorce or, you know, anything in that power field. On Saturday the 5th, there's going to be a square to the Libra moon. So emotionally, you're going to be pushing still, pushing yourself, pushing for the expansion. But you're going to need to deal with your emotions when it comes to the partner or the client or the agent or the attorney or the opponent or competitor or specialist or expert. So whoever that person is, hopefully that challenge is you really challenging yourself to either push them a little bit or to deal with their push and to further yourself by that example. By Monday the 7th, there's a very positive alignment that is with the moon in Scorpio. So now we see the financial flow, the divorce, the sex life, the third-party situations all kind of locking into place in some kind of nice positive flow. And by Tuesday the 8th, this is really kind of the power day of the week when it comes to what it is you need and how you're stepping into something. And again, stepping into something in the home with your family, with the real estate, with the move, the renovation, the expansion, the growth here, your name, your identity, your image in the mix. And there's going to be something kind of sudden, changing, shocking, surprising, exciting. It's that Uranus energy spurring something in the picture that you weren't expecting. It could be, you know, go either way. It really doesn't have a connotation one way or the other, but the square will kind of put you on your toes on that. But the alignment to Saturn, again, very, very positive when it comes to the financial aspects, the divorce, the sexual intrigue or needs, reproduction, any of that should be really in positive flow, third parties and how that all works. So solar energy, you guys want to dive in the name of the last 12 days of Jupiter, dive in the name of getting yourself forwarded in your situation and in the right place at the right time. And that's what's going on with that. The Venus energy in this week ahead, she's in Gemini. She really has a lot she wants to say. Apparently, she needs to talk about it or she needs to hear something. Any way that you can communicate, whether that's meeting with somebody or writing or, picking up the phone or, taking a short trip or, however you're broadcasting that message, this is the week for it. There's going to be 2 days where this is really significant, Saturday the 5th and Monday the 6th. And when we're thinking about Venus and these conversations, and let me just say that Saturday the 5th is, it's going to align you with other people in a very harmonious way. So those talks are going to be quite considered and going to flow very well. You might have a nice meeting out of the blue that you weren't expecting, or you might get in there and really have a wonderful exchange. So, Saturday is very mellow when it comes to the Venus energy. Monday the 6th is really dynamic. There's going to be a lot of action, a lot of possibly some, passions in the mix, some adjustments going on, it's just kind of a wild card day. So getting back to Venus, when we're looking at Venus, we're really talking about these conversations and meetings and offers and decisions, focusing in on your love life, your love you need, the love you give, what you're seeking in love, whatever love is for you. Venus is also focusing in on income. So if you don't feel like messing with the love stuff, you can focus on making money on these days and really kick it up a gear. And Venus is also always about women, so there may be a significant woman on Saturday and Monday and some things going on here with that female. So that's our week ahead. Breaking it down for Aries, I definitely want to say for the cardinal signs and the solar energy, cardinal signs being Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn in this week ahead, take care, especially on Friday and Tuesday, that you don't go headbutting into anybody else because this is really – this strong ego energy is coming up against the really intense outer planets, which on the one hand is definitely going to help you show up and get something moving, and it's what you want to be doing. But on the other hand, you need to use a little finesse in how you're handling it, because some of these characters are really intense or really unpredictable and may even have a few moves up their sleeves, and you want to make sure that you're getting the best possible thing. Keep in mind that Jupiter's with you, so you are very protected, very lucky, but, you know, still. Don't poke the bear, you know what I'm saying? So for Aries, Friday, you know, you and this other person, if you haven't experienced it already today on Thursday, you know, and you really want to kind of get in there and find out, you know, who's the powers, the bees that you need to deal with, how you can arrange, you know, the financial situation or the intimacy or the divorce proceedings or the third party situation. If you're trying to strive for a big goal here or career matters, it's all, you know, Friday is your day. Saturday, it is going to push you when it comes to that partner, agent, client, specialist, competitor, opponent. So whoever this other person is, either, you know, you're kind of cranky because they're, you know, what they're doing or not doing, or this energy challenges you to really find the right person to move forward. And so either way, you really need to kind of buck up and deal with this outside character. On Monday for Aries, this is definitely, and I should say Monday and Tuesday, there's going to be quite a lot generated in a positive flow when it comes to the finances. So if you need a loan or you're paying off a debt or there's commissions or taxes or insurance or settlements or investments or bankruptcy or alimony or whatever that financial flow is, these days are really positively aligned for you. There is going to be some kind of radical spur of the moment wild card on Tuesday the 8th that will actually come from you, Aries. So, I don't know, you just feel like you're running around a little bit on overdrive on Tuesday, or if you really kind of shake something up on that day. But both those days look really good financially. They look very positive when it comes to your intimate needs, when it comes to your divorce, if you're facing that, when it comes to dealing with third parties. The Venus energy for Aries really, you know, talking it up. This is good for the communications on Saturday over love or over income or over women, and so find somebody that you can talk to and expect that talk to go well. If you're single and you're trying to meet someone, this is a really good indicator that there could be somebody that you might meet that you'd hit it off with on that day. And I think that's what I've got for you on that one. On Monday, the 6th, that is your kind of wild day for a lot of information coming at you, or a lot of meetings, talks, offers, sales, writing, agreements, again, either with the woman or focused on making money or the love situation. You'll be needing to make some adjustments when it comes to that outside financial matter or the sex life or the divorce or the third party. But it does seem like you can really kind of dive in and make some things. Well, definitely there's going to be a lot going on Monday. For Taurus, this is the solar energy is asking for you to really get very present in your local community or short trips or through a lot of talks and meetings and sales and agreements and all of this going on. You might be writing. If you're a writer, this is a big week for that. And so Friday is definitely an intense power day for you with another person over something legal or in the media end of things, marketing, media, publishing, broadcasting, educational or wedding-related or travel-related, or could combine a few of those. So whoever the power person is you're dealing with here, you know, you really want to get in there and negotiate terms or make choices or field offers or meet. And just remember, this other person is, they do have some clout, some power in this situation. Finesse it as best as you can. When we get to Saturday for Taurus, this is definitely going to be pushing you over the fine points when it comes to paperwork or the job or your or a health matter or the pets. So whichever one that is for you, you know, you want to kind of find a way to structure things and to organize things and get down to the details to make it work for you when you're communicating, when you're showing up. On Monday the 7th and on Tuesday the 8th, there is some really nice alignments for you with key individuals. So these are days where you can, you know, meet, talk, write, make the sale, sign the agreements. It can involve the attorney, the agent, the partner in romance, the partner in business, the clients, the specialist, even in dealing with the opponents, Taurus, your favorite on Monday and Tuesday. There is a bit of a wild card energy on Tuesday, which something going on behind the scenes that you weren't expecting that you'll have to kind of jump into. But other than that, you know, everything else looks pretty good. For the Venus energy, you know, this is your ruling energy, Taurus, so definitely has an impact on you personally. But in this week ahead, very much playing out over making money and or dealing with your possessions or a big purchase. So Saturday and Monday are the 2 days here that these are, you know, this is really going to stand out. So Saturday, this aligns very, very favorably with work efforts. So if you're trying to make money at work or pitch an idea to make money or land a job, really, really good day. Really good day for signing paperwork, good day for organizing, good day for anything that has to do with health or the animals if they're involved in what's going on with possessions and purchases and income. So look for the female involved or look for, you know, just ways to get that income flow going. And on Monday, you know, you're going to be asked to make an adjustment with that partner, agent, client, specialist, opponent, partner, whoever that person is. So give and take when it comes to that over the love or earnings or female. and again, some kind of wild card coming at you, but this time one that's in a very favorable aspect, something that is kind of exciting going on behind the scenes on Monday the 6th for you that should be beneficial to the earning power. For Gemini, you are the solar energy. You're being asked to step up in this week ahead and to take on the making of money or the dealing with possessions or purchases. So Friday, you need to deal with this in balance with another person that holds the purse strings or in some way deals with the loans or the debt or the credit cards or the insurance or taxes or maybe it's your partner's money or investments, whatever that outside flow is. You need to kind of find a balance with that with this other person and deal with that when it comes to your own money-making potential. Some Geminis, there could be some kind of sexual or divorce thing going on on Friday as well. Not exactly sure how that plays out around making money or your purchases or whatever, but it's possible. So again, this other person, the power person, balance, seek harmony in this opposition. Saturday is about being kind of squared by the need to have fun or what's going on with the lover or the kids or the creative project. So you may just be pushing yourself, you know, to make money when it comes to these things, you know, if you're working for kids to make money or if you're working in a creative field, or maybe that you're just challenged because you want to go have fun or be with your lover and you got to go make money. I don't know. When we get to Monday and Tuesday, the 7th and 8th, there's a really lovely, harmonious alignment that is going to just flow right from income to the job. So, you know, whether you're trying to land a job to make money or you're on the job and you want to increase your income or you want things to go well with all of this, these days can really be positive days for, you know, stepping up, being noticed, seeing things really work out well. Very good days for signing paperwork, very good days for anything you're trying to do to further health needs or animal needs as well. And Tuesday will bring up that wild card energy. The kind of sudden out of the blue thing comes from a friend or a group or what's going on online or with some charity or gathering of some sort. So you may need to kind of, maybe you got to kind of set some time aside to see them and do something there, but, you know, don't let it derail you. There's a lot of good stuff going on there. With Venus and Gemini in this week ahead, Venus is in, you know, Gemini. It's all about you, baby. So, you know, this is a really good week, especially on Saturday and Monday when it comes to the love that you should be feeling from other people or the way that you can kind of pamper yourself or any way that you're kind of drawing attention to yourself that helps you earn money or anything that you're doing with women that can benefit you. So, you know, Saturday, this is in really wonderful flow, and it's in flow to your house of true love, creativity, children, and fun. So, you know, straight up, find somebody, go have a good time on Saturday. And on Monday, you know, there's a lot of activity on Monday. It's very dynamic. And this one is going to require some adjustments with work or paperwork or health or animals. And it's also going to throw the wild card in there, but this is a really kind of fun, exciting, you know, positive wild card with the friend, the group, the internet, the charity or the gathering of some sort. So there's your Venus energy for Cancer. You know, this solar energy in the week ahead is all about you, and they're pushing your last 12 days of Jupiter in your sign. So you really do need to step up when it comes to what it is you need, what's going on with your body, what's going on with your brand, your image, your name, your identity, your personal desires. And Friday is going to put you in there one-on-one with another person. You're either going to be sitting down with that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, whoever this key person is, and really trying to balance out the power dynamic here over third-party situations or finances or sex or divorce. So, you know, seek the balance. Saturday, you're going to be stepping in and dealing with anything that you feel is challenging you when it comes to the home or real estate deals or family or parents or roommates or moves or renovations. So pushing yourself physically a little bit more or pushing yourself when it comes to your name involved in the whole thing or what you need. Monday and Tuesday, the 7th and 8th, though, these days align very lovely, very strongly for Cancers when it comes to true love, when it comes to creative projects, when it comes to children or to having fun. So set those days aside for getting in there. There is a wild card on Tuesday that has to do with career or a parent or boss or judge or some other authority figure or a big goal. So you might have to be on your toes a little bit with something coming at you out of the blue on Tuesday with that. But the creative stuff and the love stuff and fun, it all looks really, really like good stuff for you guys. Venus for Cancer is working behind the scenes. So she's kind of magical or she's trying to rest. Or she's karmic. I mean, she's kind of like all over the place back there. Her 2 days to really stand out in this week ahead, Saturday and Monday. On Saturday, there's just this really lovely flow for what you do behind closed doors that plays out at the house or over real estate or moves or renovations or with your parent or family or roommate. So, you know, think about artistic or spiritual work here or healing or rest or karmic balance here when it comes to the woman or the love or what you're doing to make money in the situation. All should go pretty well on Saturday. By Monday the 6th, it really gets very, very active in that behind-the-scenes arena, and you're going to need to make some adjustments with the lover, the kids, the creative projects, or the fun, and you're going to need to really kind of jump in there, something, again, kind of spur of the moment going on with that authority figure type or the career or the goal. On Monday, it looks like really in a very positive open-door alignment there, so you want to jump in on that. For Leo, Leo, this week ahead, the solar energy has you personally, physically, behind the scenes. So either you're holding up and working on developing something or you're working on that artistic project, the painting, the film, the music, or whatever, or you're working at a hospital or for some kind of healing situation or you're resting and retreating yourself, or you're doing some kind of big spiritual thing, learning Reiki, meditating, doing yoga, getting certified, whatever, and all that. Or there's a romantic getaway, some time away where you can just kind of hole up with another person. And this is, you know, several days that are standing out. Friday the 4th puts you there in one of those ways with another key person over powerful subjects involving work or paperwork or people you hire or coworkers or involving health or involving animals, pets, whatever. So you do want to seek out the balance with this other person and the transformations that are possible and look at the financial picture here or how things are shared, or if there is an intimate need or a divorce need in the situation somehow, seek balance. By Saturday, you're going to be pushed over some kind of talk or a bit of news or offer, agreement, sale, meeting, some kind of information that's pushing you harder to find your growth in these areas. And by Monday and Tuesday, The alignment goes really well and really solid and ties into your home or a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or what's going on with your family, your parent, or your roommate. So Monday, Tuesday, these days, cement something and help you get that whatever's going on behind closed doors going in a positive direction. There will be a wild card on Tuesday for Leo that involves something kind of that you need to deal with spur of the moment that's legal or travel-oriented or about media or weddings or educational pursuits. So kind of be ready to jump into that when it shows up. But otherwise, looking really good. And the Venus energy for Leo is all playing out in the social field. So there may be a female friend or there may be some way to make money on the internet or through groups. Or a lot of love that's pouring at you through you, someone you meet online or through a friend. And the days that stand out are Saturday and Monday, Saturday being the day where some kind of meeting or talk or offer is going really well for you in those areas. And you definitely want to say yes. If you get invited to a party or any kind of social gathering on Saturday, Leo, you definitely want to say yes. Also really good for charities, really good for social networking, anything around an invention or astrology, all of this should be positive. By Monday the 6th, a lot of activity here. Again, social, friends, groups, the internet, charities, causes, gatherings. And you need to make some kind of adjustment to whatever's happening with the home or the move or the renovation or the real estate deal or the family, parent, roommate. And again, a wild card, but this time a really positive one with something popping in over that legal, travel, media, educational, or wedding plan. So that's a yes. For Virgo, you guys, the solar week ahead is really asking you guys to step up and to do something with that friend, with the group, with the invention, with the internet, the astrology, the charity, the original idea. And so the days that stand out, Friday, you're going to be in there one-on-one with another person over love or creativity or the kids or something fun. And there's a power balance here with this other person. So whether you're trying to divvy up time between the two things or you're trying to work out third-party situations or the financial picture here with this other person, you really need to kind of find that balance. By Saturday, you're going to be kind of pushed over personal income or possessions or purchases. So whether that means, you know, you have to go out and make money on that day instead of do the social thing that you would like to do, or it means you're really pushing that friend, you know, to help you move your possessions or go make money with them, or there's something you're pushing harder online or with the other social aspects, this is the day that you'll feel it. And then Monday and Tuesday, the 7th and 8th, there's some really wonderful alignments. So the talks that you have, the meetings, the offers, the sales, the agreements that you negotiate or come to, short trips that you take, all of this is very favorable involving friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, inventions, your freedom, your original ideas. There is a wild card on Tuesday that says something's going to pop up you need to deal with that's in the financial realm or with, and not so much your income, but, you know, the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the whatever. Or there's something kind of wild card that pops up in your sex life or with the divorce or some third party. So just be on your toes with that. Venus for Virgo is definitely goal-oriented in this week ahead. So the goal to be in love and fall in love or spend time with your lover or the goal to make money or the goal with this female involved. So Saturday is a key day where everything should be in positive flow for you here and involve making money or dealing with possessions or purchases. So seek that out. And then on Monday the 6th, there's a lot of crazy, wild energy percolating around this goal that you've set or the career or, you know, the authority figure in the mix. So, you know, whether that's a mom or a female boss or, you know, a judge or whoever that person, that authority person is, or if it's just about your goal or your career, you know, there's going to be a lot of activity here to make money or to deal with the female involved. And so you're going to need to make some adjustments when it comes to the agreement or the sale or the brother, the sister, the neighbor, vehicles, electronic short trips, the meetings that are happening or the decisions being made. And there, again, is a wild card that is playing out over the big financial situation or the sex or divorce in the picture, and this one should go really well. So whatever spur of the moment on Monday in that area looks positive. Okay, for Libra. Libra, the solar energy in this week ahead really pushing you guys out there when it comes to stepping up and going for the career or making a reputation or gathering some attention to yourself. Also really good for setting personal goals, also really good for dealing with authorities. So Friday, this asks that you step in there and go for one of these things, and you're going to be needing to balance this with another person over what's going on in the home with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, parent, roommate. So whatever that is for you guys, remember this other person is a power person. You may need to, you know, finesse the financial or the intimate or the divorce or the, you know, shared situation, third-party situation here as best you can. By Saturday the 5th, there is a square to your sign or from your sign, so you need to really push yourself depending on what happened. If this is a motivator or you just feel challenged and emotionally over what's going on, just try to get it to be a motivator for you. By Monday and Tuesday, there is a wonderful alignment for Libra that aligns making money with this authority figure like the boss, or making money with the career opportunity, or making money by setting a goal. So, you know, set Monday and Tuesday aside for this. Tuesday is going to be exceptionally more powerful than Monday even, and may help you submit something long term. There will be a wild card energy where a partner or a client or agent or attorney or specialist or competitor is in there in some way, and you weren't expecting it, and you just need to field that a little bit. But the financial flow is very strong. The Venus energy for Libra, again, your ruling energy, and so feeling it on a personal level. But in this week ahead, really asking that you look at ways to make money or to express love or deal with women through travel, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through higher education, through legal means, or tied into weddings in some way. So Saturday, there's an opportunity here where you can kind of slide into this situation and really get it to work for you. So whoever you can be around and whatever's going on where you can open up the communication lines on Saturday, it looks really positive. By Monday the 6th, this is aligning and asking that you make an adjustment in these areas to making money. So again, you really kind of need to get in there and give and take and adapt a little bit around the situation so that you can work it. And Monday does bring a wild card, and this one's a very positive one, an open door for you with this partner, client, agent, specialist, attorney, any kind of, you know, expert in the field, someone you can partner with. It looks very, very exciting. For Scorpio, the solar energy is asking you guys to step forward in this week ahead in these media-related fields. So stepping up in publishing, broadcasting, media, marketing, advertising, publicity, or stepping up in educational fields, either going back to class or getting certified in something or teaching something you know yourself, or stepping up in the travel field, dealing with people at a distance, foreign interest, import-export, or traveling yourself. Stepping up when it comes to legal matters may be what it is for you, and in which case you need to kind of step up and get in there with the attorney or the judge or whatever the legal process is. Maybe you're incorporating. Putting your name on the dotted line in this week ahead is very likely as well, if it's legal. And lastly, weddings would be the other header here for Scorpio. So whether it's media or education, legal, travel, or weddings for you guys, this is the week. You're going to be stepping into it with somebody on Friday. This is a power person. There's going to be a very powerful talk, or you're going to get some information, or the offer comes through, or there's a sale or something in writing again, or a meeting, if I didn't say that one already. So, you know, this is a very intense and important one, and this other person is, you know, kind of the power player in this situation that probably involves third parties. So do your best to balance when it comes to the financial, divorce, or intimate side of this equation. And by Saturday, emotions are pushed a little bit when it comes to what's going on behind closed doors or what's going on with the need to rest and recuperate and heal, or what's going on with, you know, romantic, spiritual, artistic projects. So, you know, you can let that kind of motivate you and push you forward as you deal with that day. By the time you get to Monday and Tuesday, the 7th and 8th of next week, There are really, really strong positive alignments where you can submit something long-term through those fields. It's in your sign. It's aligned with you personally and in very positive flow. So look for stepping up and being present or taking the lead or shining your light or signing your name to something that takes you down that legal, travel, educational, media, broadcasting, marketing, publishing, or wedding road. The Venus energy for Scorpio playing out in your sex life, playing out in your divorce, or playing out in your financially shared arena in this week ahead. So look for the females that can help you there, or look for ways to express the love or make the money, depending on what's playing out there. So Saturday goes very well. You can hole up behind closed doors and have a lot of sex and love, or you can, you know, kind of work on something behind the scenes that is money-making and that ties in with that outside financial flow and the female in the picture. Looks like a very good day for any of this. By Monday, it gets really active for you sexually, divorce-wise, or with the big financial picture, and you're going to need to make some kind of adjustment that involves you, your name, your needs, your brand, your image, your body. So give and take a bit. And then there is a wild card on that day that involves the work, the paperwork, the health or the animals, and this is a positive wild card. So whatever is kind of coming at you out of the blue that you didn't expect, it should be a good thing on this day. For Sagittarius, this week ahead is taking you solarly into the more intense parts of the chart. So you guys are all about, you know, sex, divorce, or the financial picture. So Friday, you're stepping it up with somebody in one of those arenas, and you need to balance what they, how they feel valued, or what they're doing to make money, or what they're spending on, or what's going on with the possessions in the situation. This is a power person, so you definitely want to, you know, work it out in the best harmonious way. By Saturday, the 5th, there is a square to the moon, so kind of being pushed emotionally over the friend, the group, the internet, or what's going on with the aspiration in the situation. So let that motivate you when it comes to sex, divorce, or the big financial picture. And then by Monday and Tuesday, you guys are moving into a very positive alignment that takes you behind closed doors in positive ways with these things. So you, again, this may be a good couple days for intimacy with another person, romantic getaway kind of thing, or it may be a really wonderful time for your music or film or artistic project and the financial prospects, or what's going on with hospitals and healing and recuperation, and or what's happening with the balance with what, how you're researching and getting things together with the divorce. So all of this is looking really good. There is a wild card on Tuesday the 8th that brings something you weren't expecting from the lover, the child, the creative possibilities, or the fun. So whatever kind of comes at you last minute, you know, be on your toes. Be ready for that one. Venus for Sag is all playing out in the relationship part of the chart in this week ahead. So, you know, that's pretty awesome. Them actually. You guys are going to have a lot of love or income potential, or there could be females in that relationship zone that are going to be beneficial for you. So you look to your partners, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, your clients to make money or to further your love life or to, you know, be that female showing up. Saturday, this is a great day, and it's going to help align your aspirations or involve friends, groups, gatherings, parties, the internet, astrology, charities, something going really well and all of that. And by Monday, really active day on Monday with this key other person over love, money, or women, you will need to make some adjustments with what's going on behind the scenes. And you need to then, again, be ready for that wild card when it comes to falling in love or expressing love or the kids or the creative project or the fun. And this looks really, really good when it comes to this other person. For Capricorn, this week ahead is really calling you guys to step forward in, you know, in name or physically and be present and take the lead when it comes to romantic partners, business partners, agents, clients, attorneys, specialists, opponents, competitors, whoever you're keying in on. Friday is definitely one of those power days if you haven't already experienced it today on Thursday in the build-up. So, you know, get in there one-on-one, face this other person, look for ways to find balance in financial terms or in intimate terms or with the divorce. And I have to say, you know, Capricorn, out of the two, you're the power person in this situation. So, you know, it's about transforming and evolving the situation. By Saturday, there is a square to the career needs or the goal or that authority person in the mix. So you are going to need to challenge yourself to deal with that or to push that forward in some way when it comes to this other person. By Monday and Tuesday, the 7th and 8th, you guys are locking into a really positive, positive cementing kind of energy that puts you in there with the partner, the clients, the agents, attorneys, reps, specialists, competitors, whatever it is, with these key people and you, and it is aligning very favorably to something cementing with your aspirations or with friends or a group that you're a part of or what's going on online or with astrology or charities or social networking or an event you're planning or attending or something going on with your inventions or original ideas. So yes, yes, and yes, there is a wild card on Tuesday where you're going to have to deal with something that probably you weren't expecting involving your home or your family, parent, roommate, or a real estate matter, move or renovation. So be willing to kind of jump in and field that. But the rest is really, really positive. When we look at Venus for Capricorn playing out in the workforce with health matters, pets, and paperwork in this week ahead, Saturday is going very well. So, you know, when we're talking about Venus, this could be a woman and you're dealing with her with your health. It could be a way to make money on the workforce or through paperwork. It could be just expressing love with your pet, and maybe you're going to go adopt a great pet on Saturday. But, you know, the goals are reachable. There's a lot of kind of attainment on Saturday in any of these areas, so definitely a yay day for you with this. And by the time we get to Monday the 6th, Venus is going to be really, really active. So this female on the job or with the health or the paperwork or the animals or this income flow there or the love that's playing out there, very, very active on Monday the 6th. Going to ask that you make some adjustments online or with the friend or the group or the aspiration. And it's going to, again, toss the wild card in, but this wild card is going to be really, really exciting and pretty groovy when it comes to your home or your real estate needs or your move, renovation, family, parent, or roommate. All right, Aquarius. Aquarius, you guys, in this week ahead, solar energy is all about the work you can do or pursue or land. It's about paperwork you need to sign, taking care of your health or furthering your health goals, and anything you're doing with animals. So you're stepping up, you're signing your name to something or showing up physically, personally for any of this. Friday the 4th puts you one-on-one with another person behind the scenes here, and it's kind of powerful and intense. So, you know, whether you're organizing and working on some big project behind the scenes or you're researching to get that job or you're at a hospital over the health matter or doing some other kind of, you know, energy healing for that. Whatever this is, you know, balance this with the power person and make the changes or, you know, face whatever the transformative energy is about. Saturday pushes you a little bit when it comes to emotions over travel plans, legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or wedding plans. And so whatever that emotional need is, again, you need to let that push you when it comes to dealing with the paperwork or all the tasks at hand or the job pursuit or the health matter or the pets. And then by Monday and Tuesday of next week, 7th and 8th, you guys are moving into a wonderful alignment where the goals are now attainable, where you can reach those authority figures who can help you, where the career is in movement in a positive way, where you can cement something through what you do around jobs and people you hire and paperwork and health and animals. Venus for you guys, for Aquarius, is really playing out through, well, Yeah, she is. She's playing out in a kind of really wonderful position for Aquarius. She's playing out in the house of true love. So love in the house of true love is pretty darn awesome. Women may benefit you with true love. Maybe you'll make some money as a romance novelist. I don't know. But the love arena is on fire this week ahead. There's also a lot of energy in the area of children, any kind of creative projects you guys are doing, or anything you just want to do to have fun. So look for women here to benefit you. Look to express your love or feel the love there with the kids, with the fun, with the creative project or your lover. And there may be ways to make money in any of those arenas. Saturday, this stands out, very positive flow with that person at a distance or your travel plans, with the wedding, with the legal, the educational or the media avenues that you're pursuing. So enjoy that on Saturday. And then by Monday, very, very active Venus with your lover, your kids, your creative project or your fun was going to ask you to make some adjustments over the goals or the authority figure involved or the career matter, and also really bring in a wild card in with some kind of sudden unexpected meeting or talk or offer or sale or something with your writing or ideas or decisions, definitely, or short trips. I would say yes to any of this stuff. Spur of the moment looks really positive. For Pisces, the week ahead, solarly is about you stepping up and stepping into situations with the kids, with the lover, with the fun or the creativity. And Friday, it is going to be pushing you with this other person. This other person may be a friend, or this other person may be involved with the internet or a charity with you or a group affiliation that you have, or this may be somebody that's really keyed in on your aspirations or some kind of social networking or gathering that's coming up for you. So whoever this person is in the mix, you want to kind of step up and balance with what their needs are on financial intimate or divorce levels or third-party situations, and remain cognizant of what it is you're trying to see happen here. By Saturday the 5th, emotions may be challenged over the lover, the child, the creative project, or the fun when it comes to sex or divorce or reproduction or mortality issues or the big financial picture or a birth. So, you know, whether you're trying to motivate to work something out here or you just feel emotionally drained from something that's been going on, try to let it motivate you towards what it is you want in this situation. And then by Monday and Tuesday, everything does align in this very favorable way for you to cement something with through travel, you know, hopping on a plane with the lover or for the kid or the creative project or the fun, or through dealings with someone at a distance, or through legal channels, maybe the creative project or something you're doing for your child and legally setting it up, through education, so helping get back into school or teaching something that you know, through wedding plans, getting aligned positively here with the lover, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, any of that should go really well with the creative flow. So there is a wild card on Tuesday, which means that something kind of comes at you weren't expecting when it comes to income, possessions, or a purchase. So just be on your toes with that. Definitely guard your possessions. If you're like, let's say you're on a plane, don't leave your purse in the bathroom or under the seat. You know, keep an eye on your objects on Tuesday so you don't have something go missing. But other than that, really good. The Venus energy for Pisces is playing out in this week ahead. Really focused on your home, your family, your parents, your roommates, or real estate, moves, renovations, anything at the root of the chart. So this is where love can play out or where you can make money or where women can benefit you. And Saturday, this is definitely working for you. So find one of those or several of those venues and work it. There's something financial that can kind of come into alignment here, or there's something involving intimacy or the divorce going well or third-party situations balancing out. So definitely looks positive on Saturday the 5th. And by Monday the 6th, Venus is very, very active, and she is all about, you know, what's going on in the home with the family, the parent, the roommate, the move, the renovation, the real estate. So she's going to come up against and asking for an adjustment when it comes to the trip, the legal matter, the educational pursuit, the wedding plans, or the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing side of things. So you do want to give and take there. And then she's going to get that wild card again when it comes to making money or purchases or possessions, but this one's in a very opportune alignment, so something may come back to you. If you lost the possession early in the week, maybe you get it back on Monday. Or, you know, some kind of something comes at you that you weren't expecting that could be a spur of the moment way to make money or deal with possessions or purchases, and that should be a good thing. So that's it, everybody. I hope it is an amazing week. Have a very wonderful holiday weekend. Remember, there's only 12 days. I feel like it's the 12 days of Christmas. We only have 12 days left of Jupiter in Cancer, and then it won't be back until 2025. So really make these days ahead count when it comes to what you need in the home, with a move, with a renovation, with a real estate deal, with your family, your parent, your roommate, your history, your childhood issues or needs, your ancestry, your country, the land, your nurturing abilities, your emotional needs. That's it. That's all I got for you guys. I hope it's a wonderful one. It's Zoe Moon. I'll be back next week, same time. Have a good one.